which lead to fairly unsatisfactory results. In the average case, a person owns a house and then he rents it to a guy. So Mekor Chaim says that there's no question about it, that he has an obligation to do a bedikas chametz. However, we were going to focus the attention to a somewhat different case, which is a more common case for us. Where not only does the person rent the house to the guy, but in addition, he sells all the chametz to lead to fairly unsatisfactory results. In the average case, a person owns a house and then he rents it to a guy. So Mekor Chaim says that there's no question about it, that he has an obligation to do a bedikas chametz. However, we were going to focus the attention to a somewhat different case, which is a more common case for us. Where not only does the person rent the house to the guy, but in addition, he sells all the chametz to a guy. That's a much more common case that we're accustomed to. You know that traditionally, mechiras chametz, the people appoint the rav, who then goes ahead to sell the chametz to the guy, and in addition, sell the chametz to the guy as well to rent out the areas. We talk about selling, but selling is difficult for many reasons. So we usually rent out the area to the non-Jew. And the question is, what's the din? Once again, the question divides into two parts. What's the din if this sale and rental transpires on the 13th of Nisan or earlier? And what's the din if this sale and rental transpires on the 14th of Nisan in the morning? When it very often does, it's the traditional time for the Rabbanim to sell the chametz to the non-Jew. So, first things first. Shulchan Aruch, perhaps somebody? Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach. As it's follows. Someone, this is in Siman Tov, Lamed Vav, Sib Gimel. So Yisrael leaves a house within 30 days. And he goes to a different place, a different home. And there's a Mekayim with a bits of beer in this new home. There's no need for him to check the house of the guy which he left. But if he goes to a place where he won't be at any home, he'll be in a no man's land. He'll be in a caravan, shayara, or perhaps he'll be in a hotel and he won't have any chametz in the hotel. Some say there's an obligation of biur since he's within 30 days of Pesach. And although it sounds crazy, he's cleaning up a guy's house. He's cleaning the house and the guy shouldn't be chametzik. Meshuggah, you know? The guy's going to bring his pizza and as soon as he walks in. Doesn't matter, what can you do? You have a chiyuv of bedika, and then there's no other way out. You have to be kind of mitzvah of beer. Because there are more afal pisha, achay mikonis, the bias of Pesach doesn't make a difference. Even though it sounds absurd, the obligation exists nonetheless. V'yesh omrim, she'eino tzorech yishenichlis bo'ako. When the guy will come in, there is no obligation for the Jew to do a bedika's chametz, because it's ridiculous. It's absurd. And the Taz hits. Iker, he said, mitzvahs bedika eina chovas aguf, elam yesh lo bayis ozu mechuyav l'kayim is a bedika. And he says, ain't lo bayis, he has no house. I don't know, sugar shall get to about the person went away, etc. As he plans to come back, then there's no obligation whatsoever. Oh. So, this being the case, if a person leaves the house and plans to come back, as we usually do, so far there's a complete obligation to do a bedikas chametz. Even though the person won't be there at all on Pesach, even if the goy would come in to live there on Pesach, it wouldn't matter. The chiyuv bedikah would exist nonetheless. That's right. That's correct. That's correct. One second. That's what the Ramah says. Now hold on. We're getting sidetracked. The question then becomes, what happens in a case which the chametz is actually sold to a goy? Again, in the classical cases in Shulchan Aruch, which we start with, the chametz is not sold to a goy. There was no formal sale to a goy. The Pri Chodesh, fairly early source, says as follows, and the Mekor Chaim quotes it right over here, Tzimut Tov Lam and Rav, and he likes it. Says as follows. You know, he says, the Taz talks a language, is there a Chovas Bedika or is there no Chovas Bedika? And the impression conveyed there, if there is a Chovas Bedika, then you have not discharged it and you're required to go and do a Bedika to discharge the obligation. And the whole issue here in the Shulchan Aruch is there an obligation or is there no obligation? If there's an obligation, you have to do a Bedika. If there's no obligation, there's no need to do a Bedika. That's the whole discussion found in Shulchan Aruch. Come to Pri Chodesh and said, wait a minute. Even if there is an obligation to do a bedika, what's the point of a bedika? The point of a bedika, as we know, based on the Bracha and other sources, the point of the bedika is to lead up to a biur. And now I quote, Ma bekachim chalal of chovas biur. Who cares if there's a chovas biur? Harehi niach hachomet bebeso shel akum. He left the chametz in the goy's house when he walked out. Vahavale, and he is kimo, as if shenos nisan alav matana, as if he gave it to a goy. Ubir chametz lit no la'akum, and one way of quote burning chametz is to give it to a goy. The kevet shenichnas shav ha'akum zehu biuro la'anicho shav. So the Mekor Chaim and the Pri Chodesh say, wait a minute. Aside from the discussion which the Poskim have, the classical Poskim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, is there or is there not a Chovas Bedikah in the first place? Can it be discharged in a different home? Not, yeah, Shmeh. He says, forget about that. Even if there is a Bedikah, Chiyuv of Bedikah's Chametz, the Chiyuv of Bedikah is fulfilled right here. There's no, what does it mean Bedikah? Bedikah means beer. The Bedikah leads up to a beer. And in this particular circumstance, when he leaves the house of the Goy, it's as if he's giving all the chametz to the goy b'matana. If you give all the chametz to the goy b'matana, it's as if you took it all and threw it into a big fire. If you threw it all into a big fire, that's it. You threw it into the fire. So before the chiyuv bedikah can set in, and all our b'asar, you left in the 13th, or 12th, or 11th, and you threw it all into the fire. So if you threw it all into the fire, is there a shaila about bedikah's chametz? What? It's all burned up. So too here, says the Mekor Chaim and the Pri Chodesh. When you leave the chametz in the goy's house, and you leave and you don't plan to come back, so what is it? It's as if you gave it to the goy, and you gave it to the goy, it's as if you threw it into the fire. So it's nothing to talk about. You fulfill the obligation of beer chametz over here. So as if there's obviously no need to do a bedikah before you're leaving. So I add, mano, the kavachot. If I walk out of the house, says the Mekor Chaim, the Pri Chodesh, then not the pshat that I have no obligation, as the Taz seems to suggest, but a different verb. I have an obligation, I discharged it. How did I discharge the obligation? By leaving it for the goy, which is like giving it to the goy, which is like throwing it to the fire. Kal v'chomer, if I really give it to a goy, not just I leave it, it's as if I gave it to a goy with matana or with mechila, but I actually sold the chametz to the goy. So by selling the chametz to the goy, on the 30th of Nisan, erev erev basis, if I sell the chametz to the goy on the 30th of Nisan, then I fulfilled the mitzvah. I got rid of all my chametz. That's it. It's over. Finished. and therefore there's no need to do any check before or after, because I already gave it, I took care of it completely. And the whole chumrah that we mentioned before from the poskim is where he didn't sell it. Didn't sell all the chumrah, he just rented out the area. That is a discussion. Is he obligated or not? Once he's obligated, then he's gahak the tzaris. He can't get out. All that is to assume he's never obligated in the first place. That's the task. That's the argument. The whole discussion should, again, not go. Just mentioning it to it as a backgrounder. But if you actually sold the chumrah to the guy, that sales are thrown to the fire. And therefore, there's no obligation whatsoever. This, therefore, would seem to corroborate the custom which exists in many places. And people go on vacation, and they don't want to be bothered with the Nikas Chametz. They leave early, and they sell all their Chametz, and they rent another place on the 13th of Nisan or earlier. And Shalom Al Yisrael. By the time the obligation comes around, Taklanas Chazal, it's finished already. It's over. They have no Chametz left anymore. Gone. Little Mekayim, quote, Bira Chametz. We'll get to soon, Tashvisu, whatever you want to call it. They just gave it all away. As the Mekor Chaim says, if you leave it there, it's if you gave it to the guy, you give it to a guy, that's Tashvisu Tavaru. He's already a step further over. The Mekor Chaim is a bigger Kiddush. I just left it as if I gave it to a guy. If I actually give it to a guy, I sell it to a guy. That's what I wanted to suggest. That explains the committee which we have in many places, that they sell it to an early Mechira. We call Mechira as Yud Gimel. This is done before the Hikas Man of the Hikas Chometz, and thereby completely exempting you from the Din B'dika. Not because the Chiyah wasn't Chal, it was Chal. Chal 30 days before. But you discharged the obligation. You threw it all into the fire. What fire? John Brown. He's a fire. He's the guy who buys all the Chometz. I think I showed you the Rosh in the second parrot. Tashvi Sarimba, take it, you give it to a guy, it's if you threw it to a fire. Ah? Oh, hold on. Yes, Alicia. Same question. Okay. Oh. And as a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this La'alamba. In Sif, Simon Tov Lamed Vav, it's Sif Kotten Lamed Beis. Sif Kotten Lamed Beis. Now, we still are left with a serious issue. Because many people are not so sophisticated, and they do the bechira at the regular time, which means on the 14th, another discussion about this year Pesach is on Shabbos, it's a whole new story, but we'll come to that later. The Pashkot, what I just said now, those who want to fulfill the union of Yud Gimel have to learn Yud Beis. Because this year the Takonas Bedika for Kol Yisrael is when is all the Shlosh Asa, Thursday night. You can't do a Bedika on Friday night. So if you want to beat the rap, you got to. If you want to be so sophisticated, you have to do it on Thursday afternoon. Okay. But let me go back on the Hippo to Aranyan. What if a person did it on Friday morning this year on a plane? Year when Pesach on Tuesday, he sells it Monday morning. She'll say, this is what many poskim say, you can't do that. Because Monday night, you have a Chiyah B'dika. All our Mosar. It's after Shkia, it's after Shkia Shnia, it's after Tzeis, and it's after the Rebbe. But you went, God. He said, what are you talking about? The rabbi's going to sell it tomorrow. Tomorrow. Right now, you have Chometz, you have a house, you have a Bechir, don't tell me tomorrow. I'll take the Bechir tomorrow. Don't tell me tomorrow. Now. Let's discuss that. So the obligation exists. What are you talking about? It's a very serious problem. There are many poskim who say the halacha that way. If you didn't sell the Chometz with the rent out your places before all our boss, so then you're stuck. You gotta do a Bedikah, not a Bedikah for naught. If you're going to lock up the whole place, you're not going to be there. Too bad. Because right now, there's a bedikah, there's a chiyuv on you. So you have to, you didn't sell it yet, so you have to go ahead and do a bedikah. So many poskim say. Nope. Is there any justification for those who don't do it? And many who don't do that, they say they close up the place. The Mishnah Berurah discussed it by Arichas. Perhaps it's permissible even to do that, to close up the place And even though the sale is not going to transpire until tomorrow, so it's a nidar al shem sofo. But since you're going to sell it tomorrow and rent out the place to the goy, so therefore there's no obligation already now to do a bedikas chamor. That's the question we're going to discuss right now. Got it straight? If I sell the chametz through the rav on Erev Pesach, which is the normal minig, Erev Pesach in the morning, I sell the chametz right out of the area to John Brown on Erev Pesach in the morning, does this exempt me, relieve me from an obligation the previous evening to do bedikas chametz? I would say, at first glance, perhaps not, because right now you didn't sell it yet, you didn't rent it yet. Tomorrow's tomorrow, right now is a chiyuv. Well, should we say no? That even though it's going to first take place tomorrow, but since we know it's going to take place, so there's no obligation on me whatsoever. That's the shayla. Yeah?
You said before, you picked up the 13th, right?
Before we're discussing if a person sold it on the 13th. Now it's got to be sold it on the 14th. I should add one more to clue. Yes, Rob?
What price does he have on the 13th? If his obligation is from the 14th, what is that obligation?
He has no obligation to do it. If he waits too long, the obligation will take effect, and then he's going to be stuck having to examine the house, which he's not going to set foot in on Pesach. Chaval Azman.
So you say that on the 13th he has an obligation, but he's just discharging to the goy.
Oh. So if he sells it to the goy on the 13th, by doing so, he's already, in effect, got rid of all the chametz. And got rid of his house. He's got rid of everything. So we'll leave out his house, maybe not. His house is planned to come back to him. But he got rid of all the chametz. He has no chametz anymore. So what do you tell him to do? All our bonds are bulk and it's not chametz. What chametz? I sold all my chametz to the guy beforehand. That's right. That's what most poskim assume. I should add, but I want to say something which again, this morning in a different context, we distinguish between a person who's selling the whole thing and selling and leaving one room out, or leaving some rooms out. Remember that? But that same distinction comes up again right over here. Because there were some poskim who say it's true. If you sell it on the 13th, you have discharge your obligation of bir chametz by selling it all to a goy, but what you have not discharged is the takanas chazal of bedikas chametz. True, you put yourself into a situation where the obligation doesn't exist. You're not a balaveira chas v'chalila. But on the other hand, you maneuvered yourself into a position where you didn't have to do any bedikas chametz. And some suggest that that's not such a nice thing to do. Chazal, the Saka, because chametz, it's not nice to put yourself in a situation where you have somehow, you know, maneuvered around it. So therefore we go back to what we mentioned earlier this morning. As many poskim say, even if it's permissible to, strictly speaking, and it is, that's a consensus, to do a Bechira as Yud Gimel, an early Bechira, rent out the entire house, and in effect pot yourself completely from Bedikas chametz, that is permissible. Nevertheless, poskim suggest it's better, if at all possible, to leave out a room from the mechira, the schiras. In this room, I want to wait till you leil yud dalet, or if I'm leaving early, do it in leil yud gimel. This room, I want to leave out of the general sale and rental, so I can fulfill the mitzvah of bedikas chametz in this room. All right. If I leave yud gimel, I'll be without a bracha. I'll leave yud dalet with a bracha. But either way, with or without a bracha, I will fulfill takanas chazal as opposed to avoiding. Takvanas Chazal. That's what some suggest.
Okay.
Can't hurt. Yes, Baruch.
Well, how do we say that a coin says it's no obligation on the 13th? That obligation never takes place. But Rebbe was saying, Peter said that there is an obligation, just we're discharging it.
Right.
There should be no obligation until you give
it. I said you're discharging the obligation by selling to a goy, which is the equivalent of the Virachamas. See, the real did the right is certainly discharging. But, starts with Dinim Dorais with Takonas Chazal, known as Bedikas Chametz. You're getting out of that. Not so nice to get out of that. Yes,
that idea that the Chazal say that it's no good because you're getting out of it. He's talking about if you sell also on the 13th.
No, I'm talking about the 13th. Now, let me go back to the 13th. Even so, they're not in violation of anything. You can't say you're a bad person because, you know, after all, you had a Chiyah Bedik which you didn't fulfill. But on the other hand, you maneuver yourself around the Chiyah Bedik.
Why can't, if you sell it on the 14th, in other words, if you're going to sell it the next day, why can't you just set aside one room? Therefore, you're going to be in Kukai
and Yisrael. The problem is, if you sell it on the 14th, you can run into a much worse problem. There's not enough one room. Every single room, you have 10 rooms. All 10 rooms have to have a Bedikah. All 10 rooms, half of them are Nika. Because after all, out of the Leil HaBos, they're all 10 of yours still. You didn't tell the Chama said, they didn't rent anything yet. That's what we're discussing right now. Close the business. Too late, he wants to hear stuff. Yeah? First of all, so according to the sheet, it's to say you shouldn't try to get out from doing the bdika. There are a lot of demons that looks like wars happening and prepare to avoid doing it. So why is this different? I'm saying it's better to just do these two to be behind the bitzvah as the chazal on the saka. Others say no, you're not mechuyev at all. The chazal on the saka, bdika sama, is true. But for you have a different way out, so you have a different way out. That's a, you know. Yes, Alicia.
I was saying, pointing out the difference between the getting
out of
that
thing
and the
last. Right, that's right. Yeah, so it's not, there's one more time. Could be. Right, could be. That's a fact. That's a fact. Chazal, the Bekumva, same with the Rabbon, it's not nice to get out of it. That could be. Yeah, so what about the 14th? Let's go. So here, Rabosai, the Eishel Avrom, by the Buchacharov, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says that the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel in this question. Mekel in this question. You know, he says, I'll read you the Lashon of the Eishel Avrom. Shebev kol ma shekol olim v'hashtar mechira einam bot kena chadar ha-mekomis. All those places that you, you know, filled with comments, you don't check it. Precedent. Ukemo sheminichim vaday chometz kama sherotim lechol b'yom yudalet v'limko levar. Look, he says, but you do, you're a regular guy, no chokmas. You do your bedikas chometz like a regular person and all our boss. So what do you end up with? Well, yes, I'm doing a bedika, but you should know, in my refrigerator, in my freezer, I have pizza for supper tonight. It's going to be for tonight. And in my bread box, I have bread for breakfast tomorrow morning. I got to eat breakfast, right? And in my closet, I have a carton full of schnapps. I'm going to sell to the guy. No one said you bought it if it's Kadika's Chavitz. You were a great guy. You spent the whole hour checking out upside down. But these are three exceptions. My pizza for supper, my bagels for breakfast, and my schnapps to sell to the guy. That's how the average Jew does Kadika's Chavitz. Not a, you know, a guy trying to get out of any takonis. That's how we always do b'digas chametz. So the Eishel Avrom argues, all right, I have more pizza, more bagels, and more, more whiskey. I have a whole room filled to the brim with whiskey, which I put in. So I don't know where it is. I have a bottle here, a bottle here. Or, the next step is, I have a whole house filled with chametz. I'm going to sell the whole, all the chametz and rent out the whole house to the guy, and I'm going to go to the homowak. What's the difference between that guy and the regular guy who leaves his pizza with his bagels with his schnapps? The same thing. I'm going to read you a little more to the Eishel Avrom. One more line. Kein yokol lahaniach kama mekomos amanas lemochom lenokwi vayedezeh ein tzarech od bedika shom. Yeah, it's the same thing. Then he has a key line. Who befrat. What does befrat mean?
Especially.
Usually that means you don't really need it so much. Especially. Kishayesh lo gamken mekomas shubotka belel yudalin. It's a typo there. Umekayem mitzis bedika bezman. In other words, Eishel Avrom seems to be saying that Meikra then he thinks even if you would have no, you'd sell every last property of yours to the guy with the chametz inside. Would still be good. Even if you only sold it on the 14th. It's a difference. You have a box of bagels, a box of pizza, a box of whiskey, or your whole property. It's exactly the same thing. Who be frat over here? Especially, you want to be a goody-goody and leave a little bit over on the 4th for the, that you will not include in the general sale, which you will exclude from it. So you can do the real B'digas Chametz, Bismana, Balel Yadalid. So no, then it's a vada good, then it's certainly good. That's what the Eishel Avrom writes. That's what he writes. Others take, no, don't give me Uber Frat. You have to have that. We have no precedent in Shas for a guy dumping his all of his properties and avoiding bidigas chametz. The only precedent we have is the guy has the one area where he keeps all his pizza with his bagels with his schnapps. That's the other bidiga to get rid of all your property. That is no precedent for. So some say the Eish L'Rom is ubefrat, it's just icing on the cake, and some say it's the cake mamish. It's that's the actual part of the. You must have that remaining room which you leave out of the sale. That's a question within the Mechira and Yud Dalet. Does it only work when you leave some of it, some rooms out of the Mechira? Or will it work even if you leave, put the whole thing into the Mechira? So in my Mechira's Chametz form, when for those who sell the entire house, they have in brackets, with the exception of, or except for such and such a room. So those who want to be Mahadir, Machmir, leave one room out. And those who don't. I also try to have, include all these people in the Mechira's Yud Gimel, so that you have the, even the, you know, even according to those Machmirim over here, we try to be more, to be Mahadir and have it done in Yud Gimel. That's how we do it in our community. I don't know if I've ever bring in my form yet. I showed it to you.
Last year.
So maybe I'll bring it again and show it to you one of these days. Yes?
In a normal case, you do a regular bidika. This stuff you don't even have to do a bidika on any of, because you know where it is. You don't have to do a beer until the next day.
No. That's going to be the So Chorot, open and shut, game is over, we have a great riot. So you just mentioned a weak point of this trap. And that weak point is pointed out by the Chayodim. He's the one of the Rosh HaMachmir, it's the Chayodim. Chayodim says, no good, this trick doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? We just brought riots, right? Shlavram's riot, it's a Gevaldig riot. So I believe the answer is, and I think you showed me the Pesachei Teshuva or something of this nature, in the Arachayim, based upon what I think Pshat and the Chayodim is, where we learn later on in the Masechta Pesachim, the Avudim and Beis, that if a person, Masha, Hu, Mishaya, Nichenu, Betzina, that's the Mishnah said in the Avudim and Beis, Kedei Shalei Tzorach, Bedika, Acharov, so you shouldn't require a further Bedika. What does it mean, a further Bedika? So one might argue, it says, l'chatchila, if you leave your chametz unattended, then you're afraid that some kind of critter will come, and it'll take one of your 10 crumbs, move it around. That's all the famous sugyas, 10 crumbs, 9 crumbs, which are long stories there. And you're afraid that it'll come and take it away, and you'll be in trouble. But what if it doesn't take it away? If you find your 10 crumbs are still there, no problem. What'll happen, though, if you just leave chametz all over the place, would you say that that's a fulfillment of bedikah? Because look, there's a bedikah. You know the chametz is limited to that room. You'll lock up the whole room. You'll sell it to a guy. So kshayim. What if it's scattered all over the room or if it's in one box? It's a difference. If you're living in the room, it's a tremendous difference. If it's scattered, you're going to eat it. If it's in a box closed up, you're not going to eat it. If you're not living in the room, who cares if it's scattered all over the floor? Or if it's locked up in a box in a closet, what's the difference? Might not come in. That's what the Arishal Avraham says. Chayodim says, oh no. When do you fulfill the mitzvah b'dikas chametz? We mentioned 20 yesterday at the beginning of the Chazor. Kikah b'shmei koretz, and the Mekor Chaz, I see this one kikah, it's right over there. That's all I have. So that's not a shot of b'dikas chametz. B'dikas means to search and destroy. Here I see it. What I see, nothing to talk about. However, if I don't know where everything is exactly, it's there, generally speaking, it's there. Oh, it's there, if you don't know exactly where it is, that's exactly what when Takana's Bedika takes effect. And therefore, if you have a whole room, and say, this comes where? All over the place, strewn all over the house, all over, under the bed, on top of the closet, I don't know where it is, that's why I'm selling the whole house. It's Chayodim. You call it a Bedika? You didn't do a Bedika. You can't compare it to a case of a guy who's going to have chametz, you know, in very specific and limited locations. But he 1, 2, or 3, that's all I have, and I designate exactly where it is. That guy was Mekayim of Chiyah Bedika. He limited to a certain few places, and then he sold to a guy. He's good. Well, he eats, he'll eat up later. The guy has no idea where the chametz is, it's just all over the place. Then the Chayotim suggests he's not in fulfillment of the Bedika. The Chayotim has a lashon which he writes, in conjunction with that of the Mishnah, that Yudim and Beis, he said, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, the Shara Tzion, and Simon Tov Lamed Beis,
I understand the mission of Ruth.
I already gave you advice. Good one, you're done. Okay. The sock is as follows. Listen carefully. Listen. The bit is as follows. That if you have not concentrated your chavis, you leave it in a place that can be scattered here and there. You walk to and fro. Volicho ona va'ona. Here and there. He says in that kind of a case, you were missing the mitzvah b'dikas chametz. The mitzvah b'dikas chametz is not fulfilled. The case of the Shulchan Aruch with the Ran, with the Mishnah Daf Yud, there, is this a suspicion? Maybe something was taken from the pile that you found in B'dikas Chametz. Perhaps not. So, but here, but in the case which the Mishnah Berurah discusses, the Chayona discusses, that the thing is all over the place, or is carried all over the place, from place to place, and you're not careful with it, then you in effect you'll move out of the B'dikas. It's like you clean up, then you spill it out and do it all over again. Tell your kids, you clean up after you finish coloring. You please clean up? They clean up and I spill the whole of the bottle of paint all over the table. I cleaned up. But yeah, that's, what's the point? Yes, Alicia.
The point is supposed to be that you get it to one place, but it's better than anywhere. The point is, there's something out in the next day. The whole thing is to find all that comes against it, it will be there. That's scattered all around. But as we're going to burn the house down next day,
how do you define one area?
All right.
That's what Chassidishon Avraham said. The whole house is one area. You've got to lock it up. And the Chayyadim says, come on. It's strewn all over a whole house. You can't call that one area. Even if you're going to burn the whole house down or sell the whole house to the guys, we don't extend the courtesy of, quote, one area to such a circumstance. That's a dispute. That's a machlokas. So again, it's a major machlokas. Can a person sell the chametz on the 14th in the morning and not check it the 14th the night before on the basis of the fact that the whole house is one big area and it's going to be all to be closed up and sold to a good? And is it in between view, the ubefrat? And for your whole house, no, there's no precedent for it. But for part of the house, that yes. That's the bifrat of the Eshel Avraham, which others say is ma'akev. So in effect there are three opinions as usual. Some say there's no go. If you haven't sold it by the 14th of night, you have to do a full b'dikas chametz, even though it's quote unquote for naught. Others say no, you can completely do nothing. Nothing at all. Because the whole thing's like it's like one area and you're gonna lock it up and sell it to a guy. It's like that's like doing a b'dikas, putting in your bagels and a pizza in one area to eat the next morning. And others say no, that if you're going to fulfill the mitzvah with some rules, so the rest you can leave strewn all over the place. If you're not going to fulfill it at all, then it's no good. That's not. Yes?
Most people, when they go away, they clean up beforehand. So the chametz is not all scattered around the whole house.
Yeah, I mean, they never dig a chametz, you
say.
They did it.
If they did it,
but the question is, do they check all the places the kids put the chametz? You know, the top of the closets and under the beds, and then if there are no kids, the b'dikas chametz is very easy. Really, it's not such a big deal. You know, you just look around and put them in the kitchen. And the rest of the house, in effect, is boduk, right? But if the children, as I mentioned once before, anything goes. You have to do a much kind of more thorough b'dikas. Yes.
Where is the chayyim for the shul?
The Chaye Adam comes, the two Chaye Adams, I wrote it down. Klal Kuf Yud Tes Simen Yud Ches, one, and then in Simen Chav Gimel. That's where the Chaye Adam is. And the Mishnah Berurah, look at Simen Tov Lamed Dalet, the Mechaber Sifal, that's what he calls the Ran, and it's perished in the Mishnah, and Daf Yud. And the Mishnah Berurah is there in Siv Kotten, Bays and the Sharatzi and the Kotten Dala. I think it's the Ramakamas, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure, yes. That's another good question. That's a very good question. Ah, that's a question. The question is, if you don't itemize and locate precise points where your chametz is found, then what kind of sale is this? You sell it to John Brown, and John has no idea where to find it.
You don't give the key.
So that's, well. So I mentioned to you in the past that in my shtar mechira, I like to have itemized types of chametz, precise locations, and even value. That's what my document looks like. And the key. If it's on the way. Either I have the key or someone else has the key. Because that's the actual key. But you ask that there are many rabbanim, I just sell it as I'm chas v'shalom for me to criticize other rabbanim. I'm not in business. They rely on the fact that it's good enough. But the chatchila, these things are certainly preferred. Yes?
To answer to Renach's question, and to answer this other rabbanim, as you say, a lot of times, I don't know if you bought, say, a lot, so buy a lot. So it's the same thing.
Very good. Very good. Good Libra Tzchus. Yes?
If you're selling your chametz and you itemize everything up, then doesn't that
mite
anything that's not itemized?
No, so you write on top. Be very careful. You write down all chametz,
I know,
including, right? But not limited to, I'm not sure right today, right? But fair, including but not limited to. Well, we said about including, we don't write only this.
So, but then it really doesn't do any much better than off.
Well, so whatever. So the major item that we know where it is, so we do the best we can. There are other stuff. Nope. Then we rely on the other post, if there is any other stuff. Maybe in your house there is no other stuff. All what you know about. You're a good housekeeper in the house, and you know what's going on.
If you don't know about it, why are you telling it? We just learned this whole thing.
We discover it on Pesach, it's suddenly evolved, we have to Pesach. We overvalue on our prayer. Yes? The Chotzer Kohen, it's for the Goy or for you? That's another discussion. Is the Goy Kohen a Bekinyan Chotzer? The Pashtus, yes. The Ophan of Gemara about the Zorah. The Kochayim says no. We don't understand exactly why, but that's again, not for now. Maybe in the second parak, maybe we'll come to that, believe never. Yeah. Basically, yes. Basically, that's why it's better. Get out of all these complications. Yes, sir.
If you're actually going to be in the property, walking around, is there anywhere you move around, say,
that's the point. In other words, if you are going to be living in the house, great idea. Avoid B'digas Chametz and cheat and save the price of the homework or the plaza. Just sell the whole house and all the Chametz therein, and you'll then ask the Gerishas to live there too. Won't work. Especially we discussed yesterday that one of the reasons for B'digas Chametz is what? Shalayavo, the Oklo, for the guys going to be walking all in and around their house, and they say, well, you know, but the Chametz really belongs to John Brown. Yeah, but you can't eat John Brown's chametz either. And we're afraid you're going to make a mistake, because after all, it was yours, and maybe you'll buy it back, and it'll again be yours. So then we cannot allow it. We discussed, a guy goes in for a minute to get out a new dress or a new suit that was left in the closet. No. But to live there, that's a no-no. Yes?
Nowadays, how do we do a no material without stipulating that he just sell it back at the Pesach?
No stipulation.
So how do they do it?
What we do is, usually, what I do is, we tell the guy, listen, Mr. Guy, after Pesach, you should decide that you don't want the hassle of going to 100 houses to collect a half a bottle of schnapps here and a box of Cheerios there. And instead of that whole hassle, you'd like to do is sell the chametz back to us. So I, as the Rav, give you my word that I'll use my influence, my balabatim, who have appointed me, that they will agree to buy it back, if you so desire. So if the guy desires, he desires. If he doesn't desire, he doesn't desire. Most of them have enough seichel to desire. Okay, so that's what we rely on. If they don't, if they want the chametz, to give it to them. No question about it. Yes.
What about the person who rented his house, his whole house?
What about
him? The guy can say, okay.
The guy wants to move in?
Yeah. Hey, okay. Say, you know, he got the nicest house in Riverdale. The guy goes to Israel. He says, yeah, I'll give you the money. I'll give you $1 million for his house.
No. No, we don't sell the house. We rent it for a very cheap price. And the guy has to go if he wants, for that minimal price of a penny, whatever it is, he can live in the fanciest house in Riverdale for a week. True. I would recommend this guy with the fanciest house will also have some non-Jewish help who keep eyes on the silver. You know, okay. If you have a fancy house, you're going to have the non-Jewish help too. But of course, this guy likely will not want to be bothered to leave his. He has a fancy house in Bronxville somewhere. Wherever he lives up there, Dorton and in Westchester County. So it's not kedai for him to move all his things into this house. If he wanted to, could be he would be allowed to. The whole house is rented here. Yes?
As a question, context of an office, where say you own the office building and your guy's secretaries are coming to eat their lunch. I mean, that was where I was asking.
That's a sugi and avav. A guy walks in with a chametz and a sandwich and it's not yours.
So you have to do the deacon, because even though you rented up, you still do the deacon in your office. When they bring it during Pesach, it's theirs.
All right.
We should move our phone.
Okay. Yes.
So you don't sell the houses?
I don't sell, I only rent.
Does anyone?
Yeah, some stars say they sell.
How does that work? I mean, you have to
look at
the whole process.
That's why I don't sell it. Because I think it's much more of a aroma. Boss, it's a joke. You make a joke out of it. A rental? Nope. That makes, you know, people sublet. There are guys in Yerushalayim who sublet their apartments for a week at a time. Mamish. I'm not kidding. All year long, I just face it. Yeah, that exists. But selling for a week, that's not too frequent. Yes? We'll get to that later. We're not sure tomorrow. That's another day.
Could it be that the
Lights
come in and
you need to have
but if you sold it, then
let
it
be
that
would
do the same case,
though? Not necessarily. We'll see on that next week. Yes?
If you were to sell the house, you'd have to redevelop it.
You don't sell, that's one thing you certainly don't do. You don't sell the kelim. You know, all the books would, don't sell your pots and pans, your glass to the guard. If you do, you buy it back, guess what? It'll be terrible in the mikveh all over again. People sometimes when they give you the shtar machir, so what are they selling? I'm selling my pots and my pans and I always cross it out. Absolutely. I X it out, I'm not going to sell the pots and pans. Yes?
I saw one of these books,
but
I thought it was kind of funny, maybe you can explain. They sell
the
chametz that remains possibly inside the pen.
We'll get to that on the Gemara on that Chavtes, says you don't have to do that. So we'll get to that later. We only have Dalit.
You're
the Shalala. Yeah? Koa. We have to go to Israel for it. Koa. I live in a Koa. Where's the clear? Yeah? Officially, yeah, I'm a stock, I own a share. I have to give a karate chop and throw the chametz outside the window. Okay, you do it. I'll pull you into and I'm up for you. Finish it. Not the other. Forget about it. Yeah, I'm up for you. Next. Okay. Everyone got it clear? Clear? Straight? Right. I want to discuss with you now what is bittul chametz. So moving on. We're now officially turning to Abdallah and Bayes. What is Bittul Chametz? We finally come across the concept of Bittul Chametz, Shitas HaTosfos. We have two Shitas, okay? Shitas Rashi. Rashi says that it's B'Torah as Tashvisu, it's like offer the Ara. And Tosfos says, no, it's Hefke. It's Hefke. The Ramban has a, what I call an in-between view. The Ramban has two major things over here. Number one, he explains Rashi. And that's already really going back. It's Ramban explaining Rashi. Ramban explains Rashi that Bitu is what we call a Maitha of Tashbisu. That's how the Mitzvah of Tashbisu is fulfilled. One way to fulfill the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. And although it says in the Gemara that, hey, to teach you that Tashbisu in effect start from at Chatzos, when everything is already mavur in advance. before with an iron. So they burned in advance. Burned either burned literally or burned via bittul. Either way, either you throw it into the fire or you do bittul. Or you throw it to the ocean. However you get rid of it. Either way, no matter how you get rid of it, it's good enough. That's how Shitas Rashi is, as the Ramban explains. So there you can fulfill that Shmisa to the Ramban of Rashi one of two ways. Either by physically delaying the chametz, or by halachically neutralizing the chametz, if you will, by maintaining the principle of bittul, which says, listen, I'm a vatel, it's like offer, it's like dirt, it's like dust, as if it doesn't exist, and that why I'm fulfilling that Shmisa to the Ramban. I do the action, be it burning, be it pulverizing, be it bittul, before 12, and the Kima Mitzvah is at 12, when it's Mavur. That's what Rambam explained, Rashi. That's a very important answer to Tosfos Kasha. That makes Rashi much more viable position. But then Rambam, after all that, says, you know, after I thought Rashi was right, and he found a Tanuklis like him, and a Psalachos Gedolos like him, he found a Sifrei, which says, Fakir, which says that really, Bittul me, very important answer to Tosfos Kasha. That makes Rashi much more viable position. But then the Ramban, after all that, says, you know, after I thought Rashi was right, and he found a Tanuklis like him, and a Psalachos Gedolos like him, he found a Sifrei, which says, Faker, which says that really, Bittul means it's that it's not yours anymore. Which seems to indicate that Tosis is right. Because, the point that Bittul achieved that it's not yours anymore. But, here's a very big but, the Ramban says, don't make a mistake and think that Bittul is identical to Hefker, as Tosis stated. Bittul has nothing to do with Hefker. Maybe the bottom line is the same. Maybe the polyota, the result, is perhaps the same. But in terms of how it's done, Bittul and Hefker are completely different. Proof, the expression Bittul is used, not the expression of Hefker. Moreover, the Bittul can happen belave. And belayv is wouldn't work in a regular monetary hefker because varmish belayv ain't dvarim. And proof after proof after proof, a whole series of proofs. And I guess for completeness, I should mention the Meiri comes and defends the Tosfos against the Ramban. You know, it's five versus five. He defends the Rabbeinu Tam, but in defending him, he has to pull back a little bit. It's not a real regular normal hefker. It's a hefker which works because there's special conditions over here, because no one else can pick it up. That's basically so. But that's really the next step. So the Ramban, therefore, has his own in-between view. Namely, bittul is a separate kind of an action. Not an act of hefker, it's an act of bittul. However, what bittul achieves is as follows. We saw it, the famous expression of Das Torah came in, remember? His schemo daito the Das Torah. The Das Torah is that the Chumash shouldn't belong to the Jew, and it's named Varam Eina B'Shus Shalodah, but I saw an Akosuv Kilo B'Shus of the purposes of the violation of Vayiro Vayimate. However, the schemo daito the Das Torah, he says he doesn't want any part of it, he's mevatel it, he's neutralizing it, canceling it, although it seems to be a meaningless statement, because it's not a regular Hefker, and it's not Hashbisu, going to the Ramban's conclusion, Maskana. But somehow this apparently meaningless statement strikes a responsive chord. Why? Since we know that really the Chumash is not his, so really there is no issue, technically speaking, it's just up in the air. So if Kiskimo Daito, the Das Torah, he makes a statement or thinks of Machshava that he in fact does not want this Chumash to be his, so we no longer apply the principle of Asan Akos of Kila Bishuso. So Bittul really is saying, I'm canceling it, I'm nullifying it. But the result, the net result, says Ramban the Maskana, so is not that it's considered like dirt, but it's considered like not yours. Because all Chumash really is not yours. It's Asan Akos of as if it's yours. And if Das Torah you agree to, then you don't say Asan Akos of as if it's yours. That's what Ramban expresses it. The Ron is similar, though it may have shown me that the Ron is not identical. Perhaps later on, I don't want to confuse everyone now, perhaps later on we'll try to go on some more nuances in what way the Ron may be a little bit different than the Ramban. Yes?
So according to the Ramban, then you can use the Russian fish on the Havina.
That's correct. Not necessarily. Pashas in the Gemara is, if you use the word bitl, it's an afacholadeh. What does it do? What does it achieve? According to the Tosfos, bitl makes hefker. According to Rashi, Bittul makes offer. And according to Rabban, Bittul means Hiskima Dakhla Dastar. Well, I want to come to that now, because we discussed before, I want to come to this right now. I'm not going into all the, you know, the various riots back and forth. What bit was very complex and forth, but not for now. I want to get to the bottom line. How do we pass from the halacha? What is bit? The mice. What is bit? Pointed out that perhaps a difference in the text, as well as two differences in the mice, perhaps potential differences, which define whether we pass them like Rashi, like the Rabban, or like Tosis. First question, should you say the words v'lehevi hefker? So you can make a case that you really don't need to, that's what Bittul means really, but the Rishonim do say that if you hold like Shita Tosis, you should say the word b'feirish, the H word, right? Hefker. And as a matter of fact, the Hagos Ashri quotes this b'feirish. However, the Shulchan Aruch, when he quoted Bittul, says, and conspicuously omitted the word Velevi Hefka. I wonder if he had one word. But he didn't. Left out the word Hefka. Left it out. This is indication number one that the Mechaber does not accept the opinion of Tosis. But Bittul is an absolute hefker. You should have said the heavy hefker. Number one. Number two. Shlucho. The Ran discusses the question of a shliach. Can a shliach do Bittul or not? So there's a Ran, there's a Bala Itur. The resource quarters in the back of the Gemara. Whole discussion. What's the din in fact? What is the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch says Shlucha Yochel Levat, you can't do Bittul. The Ran seems to say, if Bittul is hefka, can you be mafka my suit? Like it doesn't work. The definition of hefka in monetary terms, I am mafka my own possessions. Can't mafka someone else's possessions, it doesn't work. That's what the Ran seems to say. It can't be mafka through a shliach. So apparently, the Bala Iter holds that Bittul is not Hefka. And the Mechaber, by quoting it, is in effect stating once again, restating, instead they left out the word Hefka, and I saying it again, that Bittul is not Hefka. The Rabban, the Mechaber passage, is not like Tosis. He doesn't require the word Hefka, and he does allow for a Shaliyah. There's one loose end. Maybe the Mechaber still holds like the Shitas HaRamban. That's still possible. Possible. But even the Ramban, they don't use the word Hefker. And even according to the Ramban, the Beis Yosef says, although not everyone agrees with him, the Beis Yosef says, in his parish, his long parish of the Tur, the Beis Yosef says that if you hold in the Ramban Shita, that Shlichas would help. Not so posh. If the bottom line is really going to be Hefker, it's not so simple to me. And shlichus would help. Others seem to disagree with the one half second with the Beis Yosef. But nevertheless, the Rabbi Yosef Karo Shulchan Aruch. We can't project my opinion onto him. So there was not clear in the Shulchan Aruch whether he's passing like Rashi or passing like the Ramban. He seems to be rejecting him at any time. Yes, Mayor.
I have to point out that the Tur also doesn't have the word Hefker. It doesn't have the word Hefker.
Oh yeah. So Meir said the fact that the word Hefker is omitted from the text is not really that much of an indication, because they're already shown that we'll leave the word out of the text, even though they learned it's Betorah's Hefker. Okay, could be. Yeah? Yeah, okay, but Meir is still not compelling so much, because there are sources in between who use the word Hefker Beferish, and the Mechaber omitted them. The Rechaim never heard of them. Okay, maybe you're right. Yeah. Ramban holds, that's what I do, is the schema dital of that Torah. The Torah takes all my comments and puts it out of my rishus. And then if it puts it back in again, I saw the puzzle kill the rishus. But if I express my askama to that Torah, I don't want it in my rishus, then that askama works.
And therefore, it doesn't go back into the Arashus. So therefore, show. V'leiro l'cha, batal milibcha. That the Biddle works.
What formula do you say?
I would say, the word libato. Don't say the word the heavy heaven. Libato, because you're not supposed to say the heavy heaven. It's not really a regular heaven. Libato. So the Mechava could be like the Ramban. What about as far as the Shlichus as is concerned? So again, the Beis Yosef who wrote the Shulchan Aruch says that Shlichus is compatible with the Ramban. Incompatible with Tosaf, but compatible with the Ramban. And even though others quibble and say maybe it's not true, but what can you do? Rabbi Yosef Karo said so. Finally, there's one more Nakuda which the Bach introduces over here, the issue of a bracha. Is there a bracha on bittul? We don't have any bracha on bittul. We have a bracha on beer, bedika. The bracha on bittul doesn't exist. Well, guess what? The Balaiter says there's a bracha on bittul. And the Bach links these two statements. I think it means as follows. If bittul is pure hefker, then what kind of bracha on hefker? You don't get a bracha on hefker. Before I take my schametz before Pesach, I sell it to a goy, there's no bracha. Make it hefker, that call it no bracha. The court of Tosa would never be a bracha. Sure not have no bracha on bittul. But the Balaitul Shitasa, Balaitul learns that bittul is a mitzvah tashbisu. That's why shlichus works. So you don't have to use the word hefker. So here's the Shitasa, he has another step. Maybe you can even make a bracha. A bracha requires a psalmice, a mitzvah, to say something or do something. Yeah, presumably the balita would hold, have to say, chomet zeh batal. Wouldn't you have to think it? The base judge of you, you can just think it, there's no bracha. Maybe you don't have to actually say it. I, the batal of the libo? So the Ramban suggested, pi v'libo shavin. Others say, libo means eina mashmiel liozno, but you really did say the words. There are other ways out of that expression, b'libo. Yeah. So this is the opinion of the Balaiter. So the mice that we hold is no bracha on bittul. No way. Maybe because for other reasons we could say that there's only the Roman sock in it. But the fact that we hold shlichus works and we hold that you don't say the word, we mean it's a mechaba. You not say the words for levi hefker, that indicates that would not work for Torah's hefker, but rather for Torah's hashbisu. No bracha? Make a bracha on the bedika, takes care of it. If you didn't, do you see other reasons why there's no bedika? Could be we hold it because it's a mitzvah to be done believe. A mitzvah should believe. It's based on yourself. There's no bracha. You're bracha on a mice mitzvah. Yes, sir.
You
can't believe. How can you say this
formula
before? The mafia. You can do it all to
So you're saying he first forgot to say both times, but he had in mind, you know, that...
We're good enough. Pashas, we're good enough. Yeah. Pashas, yeah, now what exactly is our text? So our text is the Fal Mishnah Berurah. This is Libato for the heavy hefker. In that order. Libato is a mitzvah, according to Rashi, Tashbisu. And the heavy hefker, that's in case Tosis is right. So we say the heavy hefker to get rid of the comments. Because Libato alone is not enough. That should be the order of the Pashas. The Mishnah Berurah, when his Yiddish text, turned it around. And he said it should be Hefker, Hanzol Nishtke, I don't know how to say it, Gereket, Nor Azoi, V'Eret Gas. Right? It should be the Lehevi Ka'afra the Arab. So Lehevi Hefker, V'Lehevi Botel Ka'afra the Arab. That's how he turned the order around. That's a question, why he did that? I would have said that's not so good, because according to Rashi, by the time you get around to doing the bittul, it's already hefker beforehand, and it's not common shalom. That's the route there. Mr. Brewer held. So what? He's earlier today. If you give your chametz over to a goy, hefker to a goy, then the karka shbisu that way. Lab dafka through. In case, bittul is a separate thing, we try to play both ends from the middle. That's the Indian of Bittul Chometz. Any questions, please raise them now, there's a time. Okay. Right. You know, we're discussing, you know, the mitzvah of Hashvisu and the lav of Bal Yiroah. That's our, forget the expression, our bread and butter. That's what we're talking about over here, about the Bal Yiroah and the Hashvisu. That's what we keep talking about this parent. I want to know, when does the mitzvah of Bal Yiroah begin? That's a fair question. When does it begin? I want to know. The Aveira, Bal Yiroah. When did it begin? At first glance, I'll say, Zil Kro Be'Rav. Open up a siddur, open up a chumash. You'll see. What does it say? Shivas Yom. We know how the Shivas Yom begins. It begins at Shkia. There's nothing to talk about. Open and shut. However, Rashi and Abdallah and Aleph says, no. The dinner Bal Yiroah begins as early as Chatzos on Erev Pesach. So Rashi says. Question, of course, becomes why? Where do you get it from? What comes in? But do this. Where you get it from is, you know, a question in terms of the Makkah from Chumash, and where do you get it from based on the Gemara? And are there those who disagree with him? So when we first learned the Rashi and Abdallah from the very beginning, this was, I think, the Mamash before Yontif, very beginning of the Mamash Elul sometimes, I believe, pointed out that the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi seems to indicate that with this issue, whether it's by Roa from 12 o'clock on or not, should depend upon a Machlokas HaTanoim. Machlokas HaTanoim in the second parak. We come across it many times. Is there an Iser Lav for someone who eats chametz from 12 o'clock and on? Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir say no. Yerushalmi seems to say as follows. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, is it instant to eat chametz from 12 o'clock with the rice of the Torah's lo sochal of chametz? So then, there exists Bal Yiroah b'Daraisa. However, if you're like a mayor of Shimon, there's no Bal Yiroah.
There's no
Yisra Achille from Chatzos. Then there's no Bal Yiroah. No, if that's the case, Rashi's sitting pretty. Rashi presumably passed the Rabbi Yehuda, usually called Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore he said it's Bal Yiroah from Sheshar Solomon. You want to have it again? How do you Yerushalmi though? Oh, you can't argue with Yerushalmi, but how do you Yerushalmi know? What's the source? The Psukim, it doesn't say it anywhere. So we had a couple of suggestions. One, which you mentioned a long time ago, from the Mesha Chochma, based on Mechilta, that says in Pasuk, always forget the pasuk. Matzos yachel eitz shivas hayamim. That's wrong. That's the right one.
Yeah.
Leirah lachal chametz. So matzos yachel mean matz opposed to chametz. That's not the mitzvah of matz. It's only the erev tochel matz. Matzos yachel means the mitzvah of matz opposed to chametz or shivas hayamim. And if it extends, what the ace extends to what? Extends to from Chatzos and on, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, then the Leirah L'Chasar also refers to that extra half a day, second half of Erev Pesach in the afternoon. That's how the Meshul Chochma said, based on the Mechilta. Sure. Matzos Yachel, ace Shivat Samim, Leirah L'Chasar, Leirah L'Chomet, Leirah L'Chasar, behold, who left the Pesach in. In Shmos, Perek, Yud Gimel. Some people say it every day if they put on the tefillin. So there's a juxtaposition, a hekesh between the requirements to eat matzah the post chametz, the yisur chametz, and leirah l'chametz. So the obligation, the prohibition of chametz starts at 12. So does leirah l'chametz.
Ace
is the Hebrew, I believe it is. And just yesterday, before, we saw another Yehuda. Had his own Makor. Zereshavah Sa'ar Sa'ar. The Gemara has explicitly on the Hammond base. So, Hashbisu Sa'ar Yibatekam, I taught the 12. Lo Yerelecha Sa'ar also taught the 12. So you have two possible Makoros, Meshitas Rashi. That's a good question. That's absolutely the Rabbanan. That's not brought into consideration. We'll count that yourself later. Yes. Rabbeinu David and many others say Lahadam. There is no Yisuf by Rav, by Yemotze, until Shkia Zachama, until nightfall of Pesach. That's the Pashup Shat, the Pashup. Sorry? Rabbi Nadovit said it. I believe the Ravid also, am I not correct? The Ravid said it? No, I'm not mistaken. The Ravid accused the Rambam of disagreeing with it, it says wrong. There's no by Rav, until Shkia, Shivas Yamin. Don't dray a cup, Shivas Yamin, that's all. Rabbeinu David proves his point from the Gemara of Ephoreshes on the Abdallah of the base. The Gemara of the base says, the Kule Alma Mia Chomet Visheshah Salmaila Osir, Minolon. Check out that Minolon. And you drag and drag and drag and Minolon. What kind of Minolon? What kind of Minolon? It's obvious. It's an Easter of what? Of Bal Yeroah. What's going on over here? The Nisr of Bal Yeroah. Hold on. That's his kash. The fact that the Gemara doesn't just jump up and say Bal Yeroah indicates there is no Bal Yeroah. Oh. To be a David's kash against Rashi.
What does
the Gemara tell him? Yeah, I mean, no, the whole discussion. That's Trey Kroik CV, this and that, the Kate set up, the home up. So what are we talking about? Bal Yeroah, that's all. The answer lies in manuscript. Rashi Ksav Yad says that this Gemara, this whole sugya goes only according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, those who deny the existence of an Isser of Achila from Chatzos and on. Why? Because Rashi Lishi tells the Dalam out. It was an Isser of Echila from Chatzal Sanan, by definition, it's Bayra from Chatzal Sanan, and this whole Minolon makes no sense, as Rabbeinu David in fact pointed out. For Rabbeinu David didn't believe that the Gemara is limited to the Shita of Rabbi Meir of Hashim, he assumes all called Rabbi Yehuda too, and therefore he brought its proof in the Sugya, that in reality there is no Isser Bayra after Chatzal until Pesach actually comes in. Yeah.
If he says the Gemara is not like Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
So what is it? Then it's what it means that there's just this Gemara isn't like
Rabbi Yehuda. This, the Gemara, the Sugila, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Kod Rabbi Yehuda went after asking him in Olas. It's obvious. If it's Yisra Achila, it must be Bal Yeroah. But the Gemara is asking if you go against Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Yisra Achila. So then how do you have, who told you have to get rid of the Chametz from Sheh Shah Salaman, who said so? That's the question. Good question. Very good question. Good. Fine. We defended Rashi. Based on Rashi. That's the best way. It's a Ksav Yad. We wouldn't know about it except for Rabbi Nadal. The truth of the matter is, I have to add an akuda here, which we didn't add before, we hadn't been about another Yehuda yet. The truth of the matter is, according to another Yehuda, the kasha is no kasha for another reason. You would have the Ksav Yad. Why? Here we're discussing whether it's Tashbisu or not. So Tashbisu. I read Bal Yeroah. No! Only after you know it's Tashbisu, then you know it's Bal Yeroah. If you wouldn't know the Tashbisu, you wouldn't know Bal Yeroah, you wouldn't get started. Get a verb. You don't have to come on to the manuscript. You can answer without the manuscript. So it's important to know. See, when we learned the Gemara first, we didn't know about the Rabbi. We were going with the Meshach. Then we got stuck. Because the Yisra Achila There is, we're assuming. But according to the Talmud, it's even better. You don't need the manuscript. Ruins it? Uh-huh. All right, okay. All right. So I took it out of the manuscript. Okay, good. That's number one. Number two, so on the topic of Vayera Vayamate, I want to know the next question. Is there an Issa Vayera Vayamate in a situation in which I am rushing to burn the chametz? I'm on my way, I'm not sure what they call Mechazer Olav Levaro. Right. Issa, air paces, there's no difference. Adam in Mechazer Olav Levaro, is there an Issa Vayera? Pesach, of course, and in the Erev Pesach, the Mandava, there is a Bayroa, the Chlon Erev Pesach. Yes or no, that's the question. Is there a Bayroa in the circumstance or not? That's the question. So, there is a Tosis on Chavtet that says something, which is question what they exactly what they say. Some say they're saying this, some say they're saying different. We'll come to that tomorrow on the Chazorah. But the Rabbeinu Peretz is the one that's the clearest. Tos Rabbeinu Peretz and our daf and Dalam Beis is the favorish, black on white. But someone who is mechazer Olav Levaro, it's kimavuor. It's as if it's burned. As if it's burned up already. Finished. As if it's burned up, gone. Burnt to crisp already. It's what's called mechazer Levaro? Ooh! See that bottle of chametz, that bottle of booze you have next to the desk? Quick! Let's go get the wood. And I go get the wood. It was a match. It was a match. And I'm running around. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm sitting in the office. I remember it.
So? I make a phone call. I say it's in the house. So I pick up my phone and I say, call up as quickly as the chametz I left in the refrigerator burning right now. But he starts early. Pick up the phone. That's ready about half of an hour.
It's an action. It's not like, I remember to do it. I'll do it
tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. No. That may be Masha Almanas Levar. That's Masha Almanas Levar. I'm going to get rid of it later. We're discussing over here what we call Machazer Olivar. That's not necessarily the same. It's a matter. You wonder what Tosis and the Chof Test meant. Some want to limit the Tosis Chof Test to this. The Tosis never meant this radical, radical Kiddush. The Masha Almanas Levar is no Bayur. It's so radical. Some of his own. He says, it's only not the answer Makar Chaim says. Those Chavtes meant what the Rabbeinu Peretz says. He didn't have a Rabbeinu Peretz. He figured it out his own. He limits those Chavtes. Again, the Shaka Sari, he said the traditional Shaka Sari, and even if we're burning tomorrow, there's no fire. The question is, let's take the more limited Kiddush, the Kiddush of Mechazer Levar. Everybody agree to this Kiddush or not? Comes again in Rabbeinu Dovin says, no. Ain't so. Not true? Rabbeinu Dovin? But it's not true. He had been the chazer of Levaro, there's still a violation of Bayiro, Bayimata. A violation anyway. Well, we haven't said anything about Rashi yet. So far we started with Rabbeinu Peretz on one hand. Well, the Rabbeinu so far. Rabbeinu Peretz on one hand, Rabbeinu Dovin on the other hand. No. Rabbeinu Shlomo Yitzchaki, he's also Rabbeinu, but you know, someone more familiar with him, you know. You know, somewhere with kids. What is that? Hey, look at Rashi, what does he say? Yes.
I don't know if this is on the Gemara talk a thousand days
where yeah.
He talks about whether or not
you have to add an extra point to tell you that while you're doing trade, you can't get an offer. So?
That wouldn't be
No! You're talking about an Easter
Hanon, I'm discussing Bayor Bayamate. In other words, you could not be allowed to get an offer from it. Right,
still... No, by all. Give it, Gimba. Goyish HaChamas. Goyish HaChamas, you mean, I'm not, no, by all, by a month. Aha. Aha. So, Rashi and Dalam the base, the bottom, the whole fancy discussion over here What's Pshat Hashbisu? What's the Yamarishan Hashbisu? Yamarishan is the 14th, is it the 15th? When is it exactly? So the last Rashi in Yudalam Abayis, on Dalam Abayis, says, the aim of Rabbis Leil Chamisha Osa, Shalo Yamtin Adaboka, Noch Kama, Ach Beknisas Yamarishan Miyad Hashbisu. The minute that the Rishon comes in, that first minute is Tashbisu. The very first minute of the day, as opposed to the night. Shiva Siyama would have thought it means, Yamim Ein Leila Slow, Kamashma, no, the first minute of the night, you have to already get rid of the Chumash, that first minute of the night. Question is, Gevalt, but what do you mean the first minute of the night? But after all, at that very moment that you're trying to burn it, you're in violation of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotze. That's the question. Rabbeinu Dovid asked that question. At that very first moment, even though you're Osek Levaro, he says, even though you're busy burning it, still you're in violation of that those few moments of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotze. Well, Rabbeinu David is working with an assumption, which he uses in a question against Rashi. And he says that what does Rashi mean? Ach b'knisas yom harishon miyad tashbisu. That the first minute that Pesach starts, you should eliminate the chametz. How do you do that? But that first minute, the first 5 minutes, the Pesach actually starts to burn, or burns. There's a problem by your own, by your motze. So Ben Adovitz's question. It's a legitimate question. And the whole pilpul in the Gemosha, I don't want to go into right now. Sorry?
In
the Rashi
that really you're not burning, while you're burning, you're not over.
The question
makes the assumption that you're over.
Then
how
can
you
say
you do that?
Why
don't you take
this
Rashi?
And if Rashi says that, he says Rashi's wrong. If that's Rashi's opinion, then he says it would be wrong. That's what he says. The question is, is he right? Is he wrong? We don't know exactly what Rashi holds. As we know, Rashi is the most enigmatic figure of all because he speaks so short. Everyone else talks until they write, and they write, and they write. They spell out exactly what they want. The Rashi is the ultimate makater, so you don't know where does he stand in this issue.
What
yes,
Leo? What is Rashi referring to? Is this
thing going
invalid, or?
No. Why is it kasha? How do you know that what? That the Rabbis Arba also the beer, fourth line from the bottom. Okay, so the Rabbis Arba also the beer. Frank to Gemara, no. You might have thought that it's not necessary to do a beer before the night. Because with after that pasuk, you could even wait till the morning. So Rashi is the last line. Last Rashi. Shloyam tenat ha-boker. Vochi kama ach b'knisus yom rishon miyad tashbisu. Dimishivas yomim hava amina yomim in leilas lo. So, yes. That's the question. What exactly is Rashi's position on this? Rashi's unclear. Which way did Rashi himself hold? Because right, there's a whole discussion, which I'm trying to avoid right now. How would you answer the question of Rabbeinu David against Rashi? Maybe I'll show you there's a footnote, which you made it not so much the footnote. But anyway, but it's still a footnote. There's a different perushim. I'm trying to just concentrate on this particular facet of what happens when you are Mechazer Ola Levaro. So, I'll just mention one more proof, which is cited, and see if there's any possible refutation. That's the Gemara at the end of Haman Aleph. Rabbeinu Peretz, who was the one who said, in such a circumstance, there is no violation, Rabbeinu Peretz said, brings a proof in the Gemara on the very bottom of Haman Aleph, where it says, Achilek, the last few lines. Harei Yom Achlo, Rishon Tashbisu Omer B'Teichem, Nasi Mei Erev Yontif. Oein Ela B'Yontif, Talmud Lomar, Achilek. B'Yontif Atzvo, Mishari, Iskish Hashbasa Sa'al Achilas Chametz, Achilas Chametz, Achilas Matzah. In fact, the Benaperet, who needs Achilek? The Kasha is a Kasha without Achilek. It's not Matzah a Kasha. The answer must be as follows. But if it were not for the Achilek, the Rabbeinu Peretz, we can understand very well. Tashbis would mean on the 50th. I was on the 50th, Gevalt, the first minute, you're over by Yeroya. No! You're not over the first minute by Yeroya. Why not? Because you're Mechazer all of Levaro. With me? So therefore, it must be the Pshat. It must be the Pshat. The Mechazer all of Levaro is not over by Yeroya by Yeroya. So they might have no kasha, except for the pasuk of Achilik, after they divide the day in half. Divide the day in half on 6 hours, Mechazer all of Levaro. That's not shy, that's impossible. Oh. Oh. That's the way the parents is right. Sure, sure, I'll say it again. The Gemara, Kash and Haman out, wants to know, how do we know that Tashbis of Arishan means the 14th? Maybe it's the 15th. Answered the Gemara, no, it came in the 15th because after all, you have to burn the Chometz, the Tashbisu, and Achilek. So Arishan must be the 14th. It would be the 50th to be ready over right away. So the question, what do you mean over right away? So it's a kasha without Achille. It's not as a kasha. So the Beit Parents knows. Not for Achille, we would say, there's no kasha. Tashbisa means the 15th. Ah, you're over right away. You're not over right away. The minute if you burn it, as soon as it gets dark, the sun sets to the horizon, boom, bring out the fire. So there'd be no violation. Only because of which gives you 6 hours of problems. So that's serious. If you split pace up the 50th and a half, so there's going to be a long time of violation. But just a minute, there wouldn't be any violation because you're burning it as soon as the sun sets. As I mean, the parents is proof. Yeah?
No.
I don't think so. So, if you look carefully in the Rashi on the Pei Amud Aleph, Rashi did not learn that way. Because Rashi says, and asks the same kasha. And Rashi gives a very interesting answer. That if it were not for Achilik, he would say, the Pasuk refers to Bein HaShmoshes. That's what you mean, Baruch HaTeh. The Bein HaShmoshes, that part of Bein HaShmoshes cannot be derived from that Hekesh. Because the Arab Talmud Lamas only begins at Seis. That's the Ukrainian one, Baruch. And therefore, there's no mitzvah of Matzah Ben HaShemoshes. There would be no Avera of Bal Yeroya or Easter of the Mitzvah Tashbisu in Ben HaShemoshes. So then it could be Kamash Malan. You have to get rid of the Chametz during the Ben HaShemoshes period. You wouldn't be over anything even for one single minute. So what we're saying over here now is that Rashi had a new pshat. That's a wheelam pshat in Rashi. It refers to Ben HaShemosh and Pipshuto. We did have a problem. Because if Itzrich crawl and Mishra from the Mesa Sveka, need a Pusik to tell you that the Suffolk time is there is no Suffolk by Shemai Kaddish Baruch. That's a problem. That's the Ben HaShemosh to step within, very much the answer, which is not so simple. So the Mechaskin doesn't mean a Ben HaShemosh, it means something different, doesn't mean it. But if you take Rashi Pipshuto, that he meant, that he meant Bein HaShemoshes. So then Rashi, as we said before, he was bothered with the Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha, and he gave a different teretz. He gave a different teretz. So it means maybe he doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Peretz. Maybe. We don't know for sure. Perhaps I may mention this tomorrow again for a minute. So I want to discuss one more point today, and I'm going to stop. We'll stop early today. Early end of this year. Yeah?
Without
Achille,
we were saying it's
another 15,
right?
Without Achille, we can get out the following way. Yep. Hashvizim is a 15. And you get rid of it on the 15th. The minute Yontif comes in, you're revolving by all by Yontif right away. No! We burn in Ben HaShemoshes. And the Isser, which is linked to Matzah, only thought that says.
Exact scenario on
Dalam and Beis,
he says that you would burn it on the first minute of the
15th. You mean that Rashi and Avdal and Beis is not like the Rabbeinu Peretz? Good question. Let me think about it. Oh, I want to discuss one more issue with you today, and then we'll stop for the day. Mission tomorrow, she regular time. Regular time, 10:45.
Thursday.
Tomorrow's Thursday, no?
Yeah.
Is that the right day?
Yes, yes.
I want to discuss one more thing, which is the question of the definition of Tashbis. Since we're talking about Ira, I'll talk about Tashbis. And Mishum tomorrow, we'll have to finish up all the other areas concerning these two mitzvahs. I want to at least start with Tashbis so we can discuss more tomorrow. Tashbisu, Rav Osai, the fundamental shaila. How is it fulfilled? We always work with the son of Tashbisu, it's a mitzvah saseh. Ah, yeah, we reach Tashbisu, the mitzvah saseh. We don't know is, how is this mitzvah fulfilled? Is this mitzvah fulfilled, the shevi al-tase, by not owning any chumps, the same as the Shabbos and of Shabbos and of Yontif, it's fulfilled by doing nothing? Or is Tashbisu to be fulfilled, the kum vaseh, by an act of eliminating chametz? Reasonable shaila, reasonable chakira. So, Minchas Chinuch says it may depend on pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole series of proofs that Tashbisu b'Yom HaRishon means the 14th. To make it very brief, Abaye, first proof of the Gemara, Abaye, according to Shitas Rashi, has a steer in two psukim. Shivas Yomim and the Yom HaRishon. We just mentioned a minute ago. If it's Shivas Yomim, how can you burn on Yom HaRishon? It's too late. It must be the 14th. So the Tzemir Chaskin of this indicates that Tashbis was fulfilled b'kum v'aseh by an action. An action of burning or otherwise eliminating the chametz. So too, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi, at the end of the sugya, seems to go with the same halacha. However, the other makoros, such as for the primer, which Rambam quotes, Lo sishkal al chametz dam zivchi, v'dayim chametz kayim, seem to indicate that the mitzvah of Tashbisu could be fulfilled even b'shev yaltas. Listen, don't shech the korban Pesach when you have chametz around. The chametz should be gone, should be eliminated somewhere or other. It shouldn't have it around. Not the action of the burning or of the pulverizing, which is critical. It shouldn't be around. Indeed, says Minchas Chinuch, he thinks the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. We mentioned before, just earlier today. According to Tosfos, bittul is not Tashbis. Proof. Bittul is in the morning only. Tashbis is in the afternoon only. Because Tashbis is a mitzvah for kum vaseh to get rid of chametz. According to Shitas Rashi, what must we say we said before the Ramban? The act of bittul the act of Tashbis is done in the morning. Bittul, biur, b'far, b'zor al-ayam. Those are actions of Tashbis. But the kiyum of Tashbis happens passively. At Chatzos, when all the chametz, we suggested that since there are some Tanoim and Amoraim who presumably hold that it's kum vaseh, as the Mechassinit indicated earlier, they get the impression that Tosfos hold that everybody holds it's kum vaseh. There's no dispute about this matter. What Rashi would seem to indicate is the machlokas on Tanoim and Amoraim about this very point. Is it kum vaseh, she'eva tas, and Rashi thinks it's the